practical. Okay, we've just done a practical and we've had three perfect patients. We've managed to get one who will want more children, and at 13 months between, had a pretty useful scar, which there's nothing really much wrong with it, was there? So that was that one. And so we stuck to just doing basic stuff. I'd call basic stuff, except we did the stuck belly stuff because she wasn't pregnant. Then we moved on to the woman who was pregnant, and so we weren't doing the stuck belly blood work. To another one who was, yes, she had the cesarean section, but she also had the terrible neck problem. And so we did the stuck belly stuff with her as well. So I sort of covered what I would do in three different situations, and having the one I'm most interested in is actually the one who hadn't thought of having a VBAC until I mentioned it. Like, why ever not? I didn't ask her what, I can't remember if I asked her why she had the second and third baby as a C-section. The first one died with a cesarean, with a normal birth. She was dead when she went.
Yeah, she told me she had UCSD, her first one, and then she went to Sharp Mary Birch, which is the C-section capital of San Diego for numbers 2 and 3.
Because of what?
It's the highest C-section rate in San Diego. It's where all the high-risk women go, all the IVF babies go. So if you go to Mary Birch, I think it's like a 50% C-section rate.
They just convinced her since she'd already had cesarean. Just to
It's so much easier for the doctors. They make more money. They're just
all of
like,
that.
Oh,
so why did the
she
went into labor after the baby had died, with the first one.
The first one. She didn't explain in detail, but her baby died, and she delivered a dead female baby. It turned out.
All right, so maybe that's why that.
So
you know, everybody thinks, well, because that one was dead, we better cut it open. But they don't realise that the baby's more likely to die in a cesarean with a cesarean afterwards, and so is mum likely to have all those problems. So I've covered all that. So my issue is, why the hell are you having another C-section? You've had a baby 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, and here we are again. I'm used to dealing with that at Gloraval, and what we do is we do castor oil packs, and we actually birth normally. So we have to undo why that happened in the first place, that being my baby died, and the catastrophization around that, and get everybody out of the space and stop calling it high risk. It's high risk because everybody's not looking at fixing it. So there we are with a caved-in scar, so we have to get that normal again, and I've got work I've done on that, and castor oil is brilliant for that. Castor oil up inside is not going to have her bringing forth a baby, and that's going to help undo the scarring on the inside as well. So it's just ridiculous what we're not doing.
You're dipping that into like a tampon or something?
No, in your finger. And just
sticking it
Okay. It can mind its own business. And, you know, if you've had an episiotomy like me, you just stick it up along that line, because when you get older, it's not going to be happy. Might be okay when you've got a humble bunch of yin and estrogen wandering around. Not so good later. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the same if somebody's been hacked in an operation, and I've had the beginnings of a Manchester repair, so yes. Like, there's a whole lot of things that really we could sort out. And then maybe we've had an accidental disruption of life in our anus, which might have even been called an anal fissure. Well, that can give an awful lot of relief, putting the castor oil on there, but if you've got one of them, you need the negative ion pads on as well. So there's a whole lot of really cheap, low rent, you might say, solutions to things. However, we've got to go back to what has happened to the person. And we got down that road a little bit with a lady who had all of that water from Costco come forward and collect her neck, and so she broke C1. It's a pretty interesting thing to do and still be on the planet. And so, of course, she's got all of these problems going on. And so that trumps worrying about the C-section scar. Yes, we need to get there to do the neck, but we can't start there. And you could see how not happy she was about moving a neck, because it's an area of problem, and so we start that really gently, and then both ears touching the pillow since whenever hasn't happened. So now we're going to go back to what we still need to do, and there's more to do. And for her, we needed to pull the cold out, and for the other lady, we needed to pull the cold out. So it's an incomplete treatment. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing, which is we will peel it off the way we need to for this particular person. And there's a way more that I could have done, but that's why I want to see people probably daily, because you really need to see these people back within a couple of days, because things have shifted. And it's like if I'm going to do what I'll do on Monday and what I did last week, and we're just doing a bit of the body. Well, that bit gets sorted, and then the rest goes, just a minute, this didn't used to be like this, I don't like it. And then we have a problem. And so now we've got neck tension, it's your fault. No, it's not your fault. The body has actually readjusted itself, and so now that's normal wherever you were working, and the rest of it needs to catch up. And so that's why I'm going all over the body, because, and that's why I'm probably doing the front and the back. And that's why we need to have a steaming room, because that's the easiest way to sort everything out. And it's not for your vagina. It's for, you know, like your legs are up, you're sitting forward, you're in this position, except you're relaxed. And it's warm, it's gentle, the whole body relaxes, the gut relaxes, the structure relaxes, you just feel nurtured. It's really important. And everybody's going off onto the right-hand side of the page and waffling on about the, it's a hot, damp condition, so that shouldn't be happening. Could you get out of your heads? That's if you're going to do oral herbs here. So you need to look at what's on the steaming page and on the steaming book about why you wouldn't. And you definitely take out any rings around there because you're going to burn the tissue. But, I mean, really, you're using common sense. So when you've got somebody who's got a miscarriage not coming away, you're going to steam them until that happens, every day. And they're going to be putting castor oil up inside and maybe doing a castor oil pack. There's a whole bunch of things that we'd be doing if we were in another culture, instead of going, oh, that might happen. Do you really want methotrexate? No. What are we doing that for? I mean, who's to say that's going to help your eggs later on? So that's just dumb. We could be doing what people have always done. Everybody's always known which herbs to use. And we do know Chinese herbs as well. I've used Chinese herbs to clear out. Gosh. You know, like, here's a nasty cesarean story, so guard your heart. I mean, everybody lived, but really, this poor woman ends up having a cesarean for no other reason than everybody panicked. Her blood pressure was the same as it was the whole pregnancy, but they actually took it that day. They were so busy trying to stop her from having a vaginal birth with twins that the first day they obviously didn't take it right, because in the car she had high blood pressure, in the rooms she was fine. The next time they were still trying to hassle her out into having a C-section, and this is some time ago, these kids would probably be 11 by now. And then the next time she came in, and she was travelling about 120 kilometres to go to the hospital that was supposedly going to be the one that was going to let her birth, and the female obstetrician got totally freaked out, told her she was going to have to go straight over into the hospital and have the babies right now. Now, her blood pressure was no different than it had been all the while, but she hadn't been paying attention. So without even a toothbrush, they have a weep, her and him in the car, they show up. Unfortunately for her, the surgeon nicked the femoral artery, and she didn't pay attention. So we've got these two babies, and of course they're waffling on about there's a dangerous thing here. Now look, she was a twin with her brother, and her brother was 1.5 pounds more than she was, and so we had a discrepancy of weights. It wasn't twin to twin, they were just fraternal twins, and they were doing a different thing. So one's more likely to have to be in the ICU than the other one. And she is so sore. Oh, first of all, every time she gives herself morphine, she codes. After the second time, they think perhaps they'll put her back into the surgery. Oh, look at that. She's got a belly full of blood. She's nearly bled out. So they sort that out. So happens, I don't normally have Duncan in the country, and we were having a weekend away, and I happened to be up the Sunshine Coast, happened to be in the vicinity of where she was. We didn't have our weekend away. I spent the whole time at the hospital trying to sort out the mess that the hospital had created, because they didn't need to. They could have just let her birth twins at home. It would have been fine. But it wasn't fine what happened. And so I come in, and she's saying that she's so sore she can't get up, and they're thinking she's, you know, just being a wimp. Well, I know this woman, and she's not being a wimp. So I get her to lie down, and I very gently, she's really distressed because she can't see either of her children, because she's got to go somewhere else to find them. And so I very gently start palpating. There's an incredible lump there. It's like, no wonder. Want to know what that is, don't we? Well, we're having Easter, And so everybody's disappeared and we have to wait. And in the meantime, they want her to chuff herself off and stay in a motel nearabouts because they want the room because it's not making money any longer, leaving the two babies in there. And they've got the two babies separated. Why don't we have the one that's a bit distressed and the other one together, for goodness sake? They've been like that anyway, and where's Mum? So what happens next is I have a talk to the husband and I tell him he's going, and he's a bit of a stroppy bugger, and so he's quite happy to have a go at them. And so they put it down in the basement somewhere so they can keep on using their rooms anyway. When they finally have people coming back on, they're really grateful she's still there because she's got this incredible clot in her uterus as well as one in her peritoneal cavity, and they're not quite sure what to do with that. So bye-bye. I'm thinking, I haven't finished with this patently. So I'm thinking, bother. This is called being courageous with caution. So this woman, who's apparently not a herbalist, finds the worst possible herb she can possibly find to clear out immediately stuck blood in the lower heater. I'm thinking, don't know what it's going to do to their gut, but they actually need a live mother. So I'm just going with being pragmatic here. And she went 3 days after starting to take these herbs to a nice GP who organised more scans, and there was no clots present. Chinese herbs work. But who gets to think like this? Not very many people. So I get called into hard cases and I go, oh dear, bother. I'm going to have to do something that all the books say you shouldn't do, but what am I going to do instead? Because they've already created the problem, don't know what they're doing and don't know how to fix it. And she's supposed to go home and with him and he doesn't know what to do. And we've got two screaming babies and a woman in a mess. So how do we fix that? Well, we jump in and we go, we're going to have to do something. This is normal and we're over here. So we're going to take this one and we're going to take it back over here. Short term. I gave her terrible herbs and it fixed the problem. So taking a deep breath about that, that's an unfortunate story with a happy ending, more or less. I mean, I won't go into what happened next, but that was that little bit over and done with. So I wasn't paid, I don't think, for any of that. I do an awful lot of tithing. How much is that worth to have a mother who's still breastfeeding, still alive, with everything intact at the other end? We have to look at that. If I had been an obstetric specialist, thousands would have been very happily thrown over because I was the one who was doing all the problem solving that they weren't doing in the hospital. And then I fixed the problem that the hospital created. And I'm not saying that out of ego. Some of us are very good at problem solving. This is one of them. And it's like, so what have you got and what is going on and why is it going on and what started the problem? So the problem we've got, if we've got twins, is everybody's going to carry on as though it's a big deal. It's not. All of the twins that have anything, mums have anything to do with me, are normal size coming at term, both of them, if they follow instructions. Triplets, not so much because there's not enough space. But they're still going to be the same weight they should be, gestational age, as though there was just one of them in there. We are able to do this, but you need to have a program running, which I can write really easily, which means that what you're doing is you're following the protocol, sort of, except it depends. So you saw me do roughly the same thing, different orders, different ways of doing it, being totally engaging as a human being. We're not running from room to room making lots of money, but we are if we've set it up. So we don't have to worry about, oh my God, they're not here. If they're not here, they've still paid and they've missed out their treatment, okay? That's what the hairdresser in exclusive. Look, exclusive hairdressers. How come an exclusive hairdresser gets paid as much as they do? So why aren't you charging like that? The women you saw walk out, what did they pay for? Transformation. So a life coach, how much are they paying the life coaches? Heap. Absolute huge amounts. Because it's been talked up. So it's been written in a way, now I'm not a copywriter, it's been written in a way that they couldn't not do it. And I know I need to do that with my self-care and I need to do that with everything. I mean, until you've actually witnessed and felt what I'm doing, you'd think, oh, I know about all that stuff. Well, actually you don't. And that's what I'd say about it. I didn't know all of this until I had to work it out. So, questions? I'm going to go into how you're going to construct this in a minute, but Questions on anything I've done so far? Nothing's obvious. Okay. So how are we going to construct this? So I'm going to walk you through what Jennifer Mercier does. This is a fertility program. I'm surprised you don't know about it, Shelley. Look up Mercier. I'm a Mercier practitioner. The Mercier work, so now we're segueing into this idiot program called, oh, I can't make a baby. It's all my fault. I better get fixed. That'd be the woman. Now, Jennifer Mercier is very religious. A lot of people in her thing are not going to do IVF because they don't want the wastage thing happening, because they actually want to do it naturally. But they've missed the point, as any farmer would, which you need a stud that's at least 90% looking normal. Otherwise, he's got his balls chopped off or he's in the abattoir. Now, that would be just about every man out there. These women who are told they're too old, too fat, too thin, too neurotic, got this, that, or the next condition. AMH is down there and FSH is up there. Who cares? That is a report card of the stupid life they've lived to date. They can change it. And you're being remiss if you haven't got both of them in, and they're both going to be parents, and they both need to be there to hear everything you're doing and saying and being. So my point is, if you're not seeing both of them every session, you're not interested. Because we're not going to have tales out of school. We're not going to have she said, she didn't say, blah, blah, blah. He, if he's not going to be there for the journey, isn't worth it. Now, that might sound... I've had four kids with three men. I know about this problem. They didn't stick around because... And it's not because I'm difficult. It's because they would have had to have changed. I had to change and they were not changing. Now, if sex is not making babies, we're going to have to ask awkward questions. Starting with, do they like sex? No. Well, we better fix that first, haven't we? So my job when I'm working with couples is I've got to put them back together again. Now, it's not a stated thing, but like, look, the reason sex is not making babies is because their bodies aren't working properly and sex isn't working either, probably. They've probably got him flying away somewhere because we're in Australia and her trying to hold the ship together, and so we've got flying in, flying out, and if they've got other kids as well, you know, they just get organised with that normal, then we've got a different normal, and it's just totally chaotic. And I've got all sorts of things I've done on fertility around this. So when we've got Jennifer Mercier working, she's only seeing the women. Now, so I'm going to get over that hurdle and just say, so this is what Jennifer does. So for the $3,000 that you have to pay to be seeing a Mercier therapist, of which I am one, you have to charge that amount or otherwise she will take you off the list. What a good idea! So you're not undercutting. The Avego people don't do that. I want the Gentling Way people to be all charging at least $150 an hour and stop squirming in your seats. You're worth it. You have to be. A, to keep me going, B, to get everything that needs to be going to happen, and C, because you need a day on and a day off to recover, but to go off and in the garden or the surf or whatever you're going to do. Okay, so when you're on the Mercier sessions, you get six hands-on, and then you get the first month of anti-inflammatory enzymes.
Would you mind using a different color pen? I just can't see at all. But sorry, it's my vision.
I don't care. I'm quite happy to do a different coloured pen.
Thank you so much.
The Mercier sessions are going to be six hands-on.
Thank you.
And then after that, it'd be 150. I think it might be 125 or something per hour. But you get six of them, and they can be consecutive days, and it's probably better if you do. When you're undoing adhesions, it's way better if you're doing that. And you're putting it all back together again. She's got totally different moves than the Avego. I have no idea how she managed to do that, but you need both of them. I'm teaching both. Anyway, so we've got that. So we've got 1 month free of anti-inflammatories, which are enzymes, Webidyme, and then also bioidentical hormones. And my answer to this is, why the hell are we not sorting out why we need to do both of these? Because long-term, they can't be on this stuff forever, particularly in New Zealand and Australia. We can't get them in. They're really expensive. They're in American dollars, da, 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 da. And ongoing for 1 year, support re-menstrual cycle and what to do next. That's it. $3,000. And people get pregnant. Because nobody started them with, you're not well to start with. Now, we've got a big problem, which is, where are the men in all of this? Okay, so that's the Mercia thing. Now, she did that because she had really bad endometriosis and she didn't want to go through IVF. She'd been an IVF embryologist. She'd been sticking embryos up inside people. She'd been a theatre nurse. She became a naturopathic doctor and blah, blah, blah. And then she got two natural conceptions and she then had two cesareans. So then she had to work out what to do to heal cesareans. And so if you look at Mercia.com, you'll see me there as the only person in the Southern Hemisphere having done it. She's now decided she's going to up the ante. I've always wanted to do her abdominal stuff because I don't know what she's doing, just in case I don't know what I don't know. So I'm going along to find out and see that. She's probably got a whole bunch of things I know nothing about, and then I can add that to my stuff and put it in context, because that's what I did with her basic stuff. And I went back and I thought, right, how on earth is she managing to do what she's doing with everybody really deeply and not having everything fall in a heap? Because she's not mentioning she's not mentioning uterine positioning, and she's not doing anything about the pelvis being all skew-off. And she's not doing anything about all the raping, and she's going like that. And it's all really interesting. So how does she do that? That's interesting. I go home and I try all of her techniques on every single person that I've already done my stuff. I've already done all the Avago stuff on. I've done everything I can think of. And I just, right, you're all going, I'm not going to charge you anymore for this treatment. I'm just going to do this on everybody until I've worked out how to integrate it with everybody. And everybody stood up and I'd ask them how they'd feel. And they would do all these hand movements. And then they'd tell me they felt longer. And there was more space in here, in their belly. And because I can't do it on myself, right? So I've got no idea, because I'm doing a mixture of all sorts of things. And they all walked out looking totally transformed. They all floated out the door. I thought, right, I see. That was on top of everything I was doing. But this is how I think it needs to be done. The stuff that everybody used to know, the Heather's signature system stuff, which incorporates what's and what dads can do, the Avago, the Mercia, and then intertwined in all of that is the gentling way stuff. So that's what I'm doing. So that's it. And in order to get everybody, whether they're acupuncturists in that or not, I want them to do self-care, followed by self-discovery, which is month 1 and 2 of the transformative healing package, which is moving you out of TCM and into meridians. And in that, I've got all of the different seminars that I have had recorded of me over the past 25 years, mostly in maternity, but not all. So you get to hear a whole lot of different stories and how I progressed through this. And yes, it takes a long time. I'm the one that paid for the person to film it. I had to watch all the editing. I had to create all the notes. I've had to follow it up. I've had to watch it many times because I can't remember what's on it, etc., etc. Like, this is just a huge program, okay? This is just what I'm carting around. And I'm going, well, it needs to go somewhere else because you've seen what can happen. And I didn't realise she wasn't thinking of a VBAC. I mean, how stupid. How many cesarean sections do you think you can deal with? Particularly if you've got a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old and you're going to have another one? What? What rubbish. Sorry if I sound a little blunt, but your body is not designed for that. So you need somebody in your corner when you're that woman. So you need a program, but you need somebody who knows what they're doing. So after the Mercia thing has gotten them pregnant, bye-bye. I don't think so. We've still got other stuff going on. Like, if she's magic to get pregnant with Mr. 1 or 2% sperm because everything's been sorted out here, what about it's not going to take? Yes, she's done a brilliant job of her moves and all of this stuff here. And now she's got the gut one that I've always wanted to do. And I mean, I've got to come over here and I've got to get myself to St. Charles, which is outside of Chicago from Brisbane or New Zealand, and not be working and pay for all of this, and then come back and I've got 2 lots of jet lag. Then I come back again and I've got to sit down and go, where does this fit? And try and work out how it all goes together. Now I know how it all goes together. So I've gotten that bit. Now I've got to go back and do her advanced, otherwise I'm going to be one of the lowly ones, because her whole thing is fertility, and I'm surprised you don't know anything about it, because it works very well. It works when IVF doesn't work and you need to go, I will send it to you, but she's got something on, some TV channel you get online, whatever it's called, it's not Netflix, And it's called The Shared Journey. And so she's done an amazing job with marketing. So she's got The Shared Journey, which is all about people who've done this, that, and the next thing, and finally they've found this, and then they've gotten pregnant. Of course they have. Because all we're doing is getting the blood flow organised, and all we're doing is undoing what anybody with half a brain should have done before they even thought they couldn't get pregnant, which was put them back to normal. There's normal. We're over here. Now, she's not touching the men. Avago, same thing. Not touching the men. Why is that? Because they're all starting from Western medicine. And you lot have all been trained as acupuncturists through those eyes too. Stop it. It's not working. What would a farmer do? Cull all the useless studs. That's simple. Most of your fertility problems fixed. Because there's me having lots and lots of people's sperm tests, and it goes like this. I've had two men that I would have called fertile in the past 15 or so years. Okay, so what's the story? Those women aren't able to fix Mr. 2 or 3% and get him over the baby line. That's the story. They need some help themselves. He, on the other hand, is Mr. Useless, but he's been given a big tick. And I'm looking at these sperm tests going, uh-huh. Now, one of them came to me very concerned because he only had 46% looking normal. And Brad was really upset because he only had 46% looking normal. And I asked him to do a sperm test without letting her know because she was going mad, literally, and she's on the pill. And I thought, look, if he was the same as everybody else, which is Mr. 1% or 2%, that'd be good. And he was really upset about, shouldn't this be better than that? I said, Brad, you're too fertile. Yes, it should, you're right. But you would make her anybody pregnant at 46% looking normal. Except I had another Mr. 46% looking normal. And all that happened was four miscarriages one after the other. So for the last 9 months, I'd not had sex. Because she was too scared to have another miscarriage. It was distressing her so much. Now, even his mother thought perhaps it was all the caffeine he was drinking. He was a bus driver. He was sitting on his hot testicles all of the time in the sun in Brisbane, blah, 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 not having pee breaks and poo breaks when he needed. He was on the buses. He was keeping himself awake by drinking iced coffee, Red Bulls, you name it. Anything was being pulled down there. Absolutely no water, rubbish food. And he had 350-something million sperm per mill, and he had 46% apparently looking normal, and he was doing a good job of creating one after the other after the other after the other miscarriage. She, on the other hand, was drinking six short blacks a day. She was a barista. Okay, she needs to pull a finger out as well, excuse my French, but really, what on earth do you think you're making babies with? So she's working with me for a while, and now she's really feeling like sex again. She really wants to. And I said, well, you can if you like, but you've still got Mr. 46% going to give you another miscarriage. What are you going to do? This was her solution. She had a female personal trainer. Her personal trainer said, come and stay at my place tonight. Tell him you've left him. So she did.
Tell me what?
Tell him you have left him.
Oh, wow.
Well, look, he wasn't playing the game. What are you going to do here? These men need to get with the program. So he then started doing what he needed to do. Now she's really antsy about wanting to get pregnant. And I said, well, you can if you like, but it's going to take 4 months to get rid of his rubbish sperm. So what are you going to do? Are you going to have another miscarriage, or are you going to wait? So she did. And then she rang me up. Now, I'm having a day off. It's Sunday. I'm down Byron Bay with my husband. And I get a phone call. I'm bleeding. I'm thinking, who the hell is this? Because I cannot, I can't get, you know, like I don't know who this is. So I'm guessing she's pregnant and she doesn't want to be bleeding. So I'm asking her, how many weeks are you? And she gets it together enough. Because, of course, I know who she is when I ring her up. She rings me up on a Sunday. Of course I would. And so I can hear her voice, and now I know who it is. And I said, Melissa, I think you live on the south side of Brisbane, don't you? And she said, yes. I said, well, aren't you lucky? I have to come up through where you are, so give me your address and I will meet you. I will come to your house. And I've even got needles in the car, but you're going to have to come and see me tomorrow, but I can at least stabilize things now. So the first thing that happens is she opens the door. She's wearing nothing on her feet. She's got a freezing cold floor. And I said, get something on your feet. thinking, what happened here? I have spent all of this time pulling the cold out of her body. I have gone backwards and forwards and sideways over what she's not to do. We get into the bedroom and she's got the window open underneath the bed. Shut the window at night. And then I look over there where the bed, where the ensuite is, and we've got carpet where the bedroom is, and we've got cold floor going onto a cold plastic seat. So I spell it all out, and she says, "Does this mean I have to take my water out of the fridge?" Yes. How long have I been working with her? Fine. So we sort that out. She comes in the next, because I'm just putting kidney 9, I've only got needles. Magic baby points, gonna hold it in. I'm sorting out the problem, Melissa. You're fine. This is not the normal problem. It was going at 6.5 weeks. Now we're at 8.5. This is a you problem. We're going to fix that. Here's some progesterone cream, and you're going to be doing this thing here. So now that's the only baby they've had, but it's the only baby they needed, because everybody can't believe how amazing this child is. Of course she is, because mum and dad had to work for it. And she had treatment during, and there we are. They can't afford to come back again. Well, what are we doing with IVF? We should be canning it because it's not playing the game. So you need to be playing a different game, which is I'm about making better babies. Naturally better babies is my byline. And if we're not going to make them, why are we bothering? Because all that's going to happen is dad, whose sperm was rubbish anyway, is going to leave her to it. And dad's the one who's going to make her have cesareans, make her go to hospital and have safe births, which aren't, make her do scans, make her have the baby come out early, make her do the cesareans, make her do the vaccination, because he's scared. Well, I would be scared of him, because he doesn't know which way's up. And so if you haven't got the man on board because you've magicked his sore neck, you've sorted out his bung knee, all of a sudden he's got a penis that's upstanding in the morning and he can feel it again. Okay, there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on for him. If he's not making good babies, he's in a mess. It's not just his gut. And what about his broken heart? What about the fact he was raped when he was little? All of that. So we're sorting out a family. We're not making a positive pregnancy test. That comes at a price, because you have to have followed everything Heather's done in the past 40 years to go, I see why she did it like that. Which is why I gave you my maternal story, and that's only a bit of it. Because you have to understand that that was my university qualification. I've got several PhDs in very tricky things, because I've had to negotiate them, working, what the hell do I do now? Now, I didn't go and see anybody. Nobody knew what they were talking about. I worked that out pretty darn quickly. Right, so what am I going to do? Because I'm left with this situation, like having sex on day 5. No, it's not your preferred option. But we needed to fix the fact that I didn't have any vaginal tone, and I had my bladder prolapsed as well as my uterus prolapsed. And how was I supposed to wander around like that, carrying this lump of a baby that wasn't ever going to make it? So, how do you charge? That's how Jennifer charges, and people fly in from all over the world to have Jennifer put her hands on them. I can do a better job.
So is there an initial? Is it just you have to come in and pay $3,000?
Yeah, that's it. She doesn't have anything about charges. She goes in and does the spin. No doubt she's doing the free Skype consultation if they're coming in for whatever, but they're coming in because of the marketing. And when she didn't tell us that there was this movie happening along, I ended up with 11 people in 3 days wanting me to do Mercia work, and I got rid of most of them because I only do couples. I rang her up and said, "Jennifer, you might get people complaining. I am not seeing a woman by herself. I am doing it my way." She said, "That's fine," because she's a lovely woman. You know, she's not, this system works. And this is me with the gent anyway. I intend everybody to be doing their own thing, and I'm a little bit bolshy about you're going to have to do it gently and you're going to have to do all of these things because you don't know what you're going to unleash in a person. I'm doing a damn good job of trying to keep it all together so we don't have all of a sudden a terrible thing that they've just remembered happen while we're in clinic, while we're with students. there's a lot of work going on about holding the space and making sure it's all going to be calm and tidy, because this stuff's got to come out at some point. So you need to have a steaming room, you need to have a mox room, you need to have all this extra, you have to have your soundproof stuff or your music or your this and that, because if something falls in a hole, well, you've got to be able to deal with it. And then you need a day off to recover. And you need to have other things that are going on in your life, so your whole life's not about this. Now, that's the Mercier way of doing it. The Avega way of doing it, I do both, is as they feel like they come in. I don't think that's of any value to anybody. It's just not going to work. So if I'm going to have patients coming in, this is how the Heather-Bruce system works, they're going to maybe have to go away and have a big think about it. So they're qualified or they're not. Okay? They either come in and they're going... And so I had one woman recently who came in and she chose to have the endometriosis surgery, and she was one of those incredibly small, very, very tight women, absolutely obsessive compulsive, and of course
she's stuck,
and she's got, you know, she's gotten pregnant, she's had a miscarriage, I don't know what's, I can't remember what went on anyway, they discovered she was riddled with endometriosis, didn't have any menstrual pain, and she had a 90% blockage in her colon, so they decided to do a double bowel resection. Now look, Mr. Overweight Unwell Man still hasn't come up with a sperm test, just as saying. So they spend $15,000 on top of the private health insurance to get the surgeon that they want. She's very little. She's got a poo bag out there for 3 months. It all comes back in again. I'm out of the country, so she sees one of my workers to start with to calm her down, give her the amazing pack. And she is so incredibly distressed. There's no way I can pull out the cold in her body for the first four sessions, because she's got so many scars everywhere from all of everything everybody's been doing to her. So I'm undoing the scars gently, I'm calming her down, I'm blah, 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 blah. She is my star patient, except we haven't fixed her. She's not going to get pregnant because Mr. has never shown his face, hasn't even got a sperm test done. Her parents lent her the money for her to be able to do this. She doesn't have any neck pain. She's not the stressed out person she was. She doesn't have period problems. She's not pooing 10 times a day. She's down to 2 or 3 now. And if as long as she still steams, does castor oil up inside herself, does castor oil packs, her scars are brilliant. They were terrible before. And does a self-care massage, and she's taking some Panaxia stuff I've got, she's fine. But she hasn't shown a face again. And that's okay, because I'm not her mother and I'm not trying to fix anything. But at least she's gone from here to there. Now, she hasn't shown up for my self-care calls, and she should have done that, because that's undoing all of the rape and every other thing. And you're sitting around in a group full of women, and it's all very nurturing and gentle, and anybody can script them after I've shown you how to do it a couple of times, and then you're off and running. So I'm doing the same as what the Avego people are doing, but I'm not doing their content. They've done a really good job of, you do your self-care, so you learn why your body's like it is and what you need to do to fix it. After you've done that, you're having treatment, and then if you're going to go on as a practitioner, you do the basic, then you do the certified, and then you might go on to become the teacher, and so on and so on and so on. And I've got the whole trajectory following that, but not doing their content. I'm doing better than, because I'm incorporating all of this, and I'm doing everything I've done, and I'm doing holistic, multi-modality, transformative energy bodywork, because nobody else is holding that space. You only want the ones who've spent so much money, they've done everything, they've done their 20 odd, you know, egg retrievals, they've gone off and their embryos are not working from someone else, we better start with the man. They've been to all these different apparent big names in fertility, and when they get pregnant, they don't get cast aside. They are taken through a program, which I've done online, is a natural pregnancy coach, which is basically telling them everything's going fine all the time, and when it's not, they see somebody on the Gently Way program and they can sort out what's going on, at least get the What Dads Can Do book, at least find somebody else who's been working with that, so they're going to actually encourage normal, because encourage normal is called Yang Sheng, and why aren't we doing that? It's a big question, isn't it? So it's almost that's it, folks. Has anybody got any questions?